Now, early voting in Wisconsin was slated to begin this week, but a recent state Supreme Court order may push that back. On Thursday, the court told clerks to lay off on mailing absentee ballots until an issue with the Green Party presidential ticket gets sorted out. It goes back to last month when the Wisconsin Elections Commission kept Howie Hawkins and his running mate, Angela Walker, off the ballot. They in turn sued. Should they win, new ballots would have to be printed. The Elections Commission also kept rapper and independent presidential candidate Kanye West off the ballot. He, too, filed a lawsuit. On Friday night, a Broward County judge ruled against him. That might not be the end of that story either. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, good to have you back with us.
Hey, Rob.
Well, Sean, I gave a whirlwind tour there, but where are we right now? What are we waiting to see?
Yeah, I mean, you summed it up pretty well. I mean, we're waiting to see what the state Supreme Court thinks about both of these cases at this point. You know, you mentioned one of the cases, the Kanye West case, was filed and decided in Brown County Circuit Court. So West's attorneys now have the option to appeal that to the state Supreme Court, which would have the final say on this stuff in state court. And then we have the Green Party case, which was filed directly to the Supreme Court in a petition for original action. So kind of skips the usual steps in the court system. And that's the case that the Supreme Court looked at and told clerks, hey, hang on a second, don't do anything else while we have this in front of us.
People might hear this and think, well, that's okay. There's a month and a half till election day. That's plenty of time. No big deal. What kind of clock are clerks under right now?
They're under a few deadlines here. They have a couple state deadlines that are staring them right in the face. And then they have this federal deadline, which is also pressing at this point. So the state deadlines, county clerks print the ballots and they have to get those ballots to their municipal clerks by Wednesday, the 16th. Then municipal clerks have to start mailing out absentee ballots to voters who have requested them by the 17th. That's another state deadline. So, you know, we've talked a lot about absentee ballots this year. Voting by mail obviously is something that's in high demand. And so you have, at last count, I think more than 1 million ballots that clerks are supposed to start mailing out on Thursday. Then you have a federal deadline. Kicks in on Saturday. And that is the day by which clerks are supposed to mail ballots to military and overseas voters. So to get ready for all this, county clerks printed at least 2.3 million ballots statewide, according to numbers that they provided to the Elections Commission at the request of the state Supreme Court. So what that means is if the court comes back and says, actually, we need you to add the Green Party to the presidential ballot, or we need you to add Kanye West to the presidential ballot, means clerks are going to have to reprint all of those and essentially start the process over.
So there's, as I understand, the difficulty of printing ballots. If that happened, there's no way they could have those ready by, well, today's the 14th. You said 16th as that first deadline. There's no way that could happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when the court is going to rule on this. You presume it would be soon, but even if it happened right now, I'm not sure that some clerks would be able to get it done and meet those deadlines. You know, at least I know in Dane County, I talked to the county clerk there. They have printed and sent out about 500,000 ballots to municipal clerks around Dane County already. And so they're saying that, you know, there's just no way that they can meet the deadlines if they're forced to reprint.
Talking to Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief, talking about the deadlines for printing election ballots here in Wisconsin. Those deadlines are this week, but a state Supreme Court case is holding them up, maybe making a lot of those ballots be changed and reprinted if they've already been printed. Let's dig into these cases a little bit. Sean, first of all, why did the Green Party candidates not end up on the ballot in the first place?
They didn't end up on the ballot because they had hundreds of signatures that were flagged, challenged, because they listed different addresses for Angela Walker, the vice presidential candidate on the Green Party ticket. And the reason that the address changed is that Angela Walker moved from one address to another. And the people circulating circulating the petitions in Wisconsin did not find out that she had moved until midway through that petition drive. And so some of this, you know, some of the petitions list one address, some list another. They were challenged. The Green Party did not file a formal response to the challenge. And the Green Party didn't file, you know, a sworn affidavit saying, you know, when the move took place to help the Elections Commission sort out which signatures should count. So the Elections Commission staff recommended to that the Green Party be kept off the ballot. The commission actually split 3-3 on that question. So the party was left on the ballot, left off the ballot. A couple of weeks later, it sued, you know, and started that lawsuit in the state Supreme Court where it's at now.
And we've talked about Kanye West, the performer, his ballots rejected because they were just a bit late, right?
Yeah, a bit late is right. I mean, we're talking seconds here in terms of missing the deadline. And this was kind of spelled out or in great detail at the Elections Commission meeting, where the Elections Commission voted 5-1 to keep Kanye West off the Wisconsin ballot. And it really boiled down to the signatures were turned in late, according to the Elections Commission. There was video showing an attorney for West walking through the front door of the building that houses the Elections Commission at in about 14 seconds past 5 o'clock. The West campaign said, you know, the way that state law is written up, they were actually there on time because they were not later than 5 o'clock. So they're saying that 5 o'clock is not later than 5 o'clock. The commission rejected that idea. Brown County judge agreed with the commission. And actually, there's a quote from the judge in that case. He said, quote, "The court finds that basically 5 o'clock is 5 o'clock." So that was his finding. And so, you know, it's now up to the state Supreme Court if they choose to hear an appeal in that case. They don't have to.
This could matter politically. Wisconsin, Sean, a historically close state in any kind of statewide election, including president. Are there thoughts of what the impact of having a Green Party candidate and or Kanye West on the ballot might mean in November?
Yeah, I mean, conventional wisdom is that either one or both would be detrimental for Democrats potentially. And you think back to 2016, Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein received 31,000 votes in Wisconsin. Donald Trump won the state by just 23,000 votes. Kanye West he's running under a party that he created. The birthday party is the banner that he wants to run under here in Wisconsin. But Kanye West has been a supporter of President Trump. He has said in interviews with Forbes that his own candidacy could pull black votes away from Joe Biden. And he is being helped in his efforts to get on the ballot in Wisconsin and elsewhere by Republicans. So the political implications of these are potentially bad for Democrats. And, you know, the Supreme Court, we say this often, it's not officially partisan, but this is a conservative court that has given a lot of favorable rulings to Republicans.
Just in our last few moments, Sean, if the ballots have to change and we miss deadlines, like, what does that mean?
I don't know what that means. I mean, you know, there would still be, practically speaking, enough time for people who are in Wisconsin to get their ballots back in time for Election Day. It could be more problematic if they missed the deadline, the federal deadline for the military and overseas voters. I think in any case, when you're talking about deadlines changing and somebody having impediments to voting, you know, it opens the door to more lawsuits potentially. I think that's just kind of like the a go-to rule when you're looking at election law, and this election in particular. Anything that's a little bit different opens the door to a lawsuit, especially if you're talking about a close election in one of the most important states in the country this presidential cycle.
Sean, as always, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's State Capitol Bureau Chief. We talked to him about legal fights over whether the Green Party presidential ticket and rapper Kanye West have qualified to be on the November ballot in the race for president. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court has ordered local governments to not send out ballots until the matters have been decided. Rulings could come literally at any time now. Listen to our WPR news breaks and follow the latest at WPR.org/news.